Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone.
Hey, queens. Happy Regular Guy Friday, all you regular gals and girls.
Hey, everyone.
I really wish you could see Kelsey dancing in the booth. It's even like Maria when she saw it, she just was blown away.
I feel like it gets sadder every week, to be honest.
I'm thinking I was going to say we fooled him again. I guess we did, but it's getting harder to fool him, Kelsey.
It really is.
Oh, my God. Goodness, like I don't know. Do you think maybe I died and I went to hell and this is it? I just am renovating houses and I don't know it.
Honestly, maybe.
Right?
I died.
I might not be alive anymore.
You want to know why I died and went to hell?
I think maybe I died of COVID.
Oh, well, I don't think that happened, but maybe something else.
Something else, maybe, yeah.
Maybe. You want to know what happened to me this morning where I thought I died and went to hell? I was looking at Harry Styles tickets because he's on tour again and he's in Chicago and I could go see my sister, and the cheapest ones were $300 in the very back.
Oh, and I was so like, what? It's Harry.
No. I said, what?
Yeah,
the
we
hell?
Gotta do it. Triple down. What?
I was like, what? What? Yeah, so that's been my day.
Oh, Kelsey. Oh, wow, I just want those problems.
Yeah, it was so upsetting.
I love that. That really upsets you too?
Yeah.
Honey.
Of course it. I mean, I'm like half kidding, but.
I know.
But you know what? It did upset me. Because I'm like, y'all make a lot of money. You don't need to charge that much for a cheap ass seat in the back.
I just.
Let us. Like, who are these 20 year olds getting to pay for their parents?
I just have to. Probably parents. Yeah. And again, like, we just. I think we're Americans, so we don't think.
Yeah.
When I'm thinking ahead, it's whatever $300 I have in my pocket or wherever I can find it, I'm going to see Harry Potter.
Okay. Well, Harry Potter's different. Also, Harry Potter also rocks.
Yeah, he does.
Slytherin over here. Duh. We have to find your house. I think you'd be a Slytherin with me. Anyways, sidestep.
I think, and we'll talk about this. It's funny. We'll talk about this a little bit today on this glorious Friday.
Glorious.
Kind of post-summer, Kels, right?
Yeah.
But not quite fall. But yeah. It really is fall, even though it's not officially announced.
Mm-hmm. It's fall.
Right?
It's fall.
It's fall.
I mean, which
yeah,
is
when
weird.
Is the official day? The official day is, it's in a few days.
Let's Google that. I don't know. Official day
say,
of fall.
Learning to accept other people. Particularly your partners. You know, Maria was really coming unglued today.
Oh, yeah, she told me.
Because when, you know, I'm not there... You know, to steer the ship, it's like they can hold it together, but only for so long. I feel like, and you know, she's just like freaking out, and you know, I have to say
about the Wi-Fi,
everything, yeah, just a lot of stuff, and you know, I think normally I react and say, come on, why are you getting so upset? This is like easily fixed, or like there's way other. way bigger problems. Like, well, there's so much to be grateful for. Like, why? And none of that's ever really worked. So lately I've just been saying, okay, I understand. I'm sorry. And all right, what can I help with? And, you know, it helped because later in the day she called and was grateful that I reacted like that. And mm-hmm. she was sounding a lot better. And then when she was more sober, more coherent and not in that state, then I could say, you know, Maria, like, I wish you knew by now, it's all going to work out no matter what.
Totally.
We've taken life's hits and we've always been better for them. So anyway, but when I think of you, Kelsey, too, you know, that I'm always like team Kelsey, I want you to be super successful. Mm. And then, you know, the old me would say like, Kelsey, like what? Like, why is your bandwidth going toward, oh. you know, yeah. that? But you know what? Like, that is who you are. And it's also what makes you special. And, you know, and these are the things that, like, I have to learn to, like, you know, back off and accept and kind of let people change gradually.
Well, you know? And honestly, and I'm actually excited because we're going to do an episode on this. I was just chatting with Dr. Amon's
on Kev, leave everyone the fuck alone.
No. I'm on ADD and ADHD because I have it so massively, and I know Kev does too. So I was just talking to Dr. Amon's girl about this, but anyways, I think that's where my brain goes sometimes. So it's not necessarily my bandwidth going there, but it's like that's something where I'll be like, doo, 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 bah! Oh my god, you know what I mean? If something pops up, like
I wonder how much. With the ADD and ADHD, I wonder, and I don't know any of this. I don't know any of this, but I'm curious that is it just more diagnosed because we know more today? Are there increased cases because of environmental issues? I mean, I think
we'll ask him.
Instant gratification of computers and phones and you know, really not being bored anymore. Because we always have something, you know, and you know, I don't know because with me I have it, but it doesn't if you notice, it doesn't come out in my work. It comes out in my body. So I'll start pacing around, or I'll start cleaning something in the middle of a meeting. You know, I'll start doing other things.
Yes,
but I'm there and I'm in the meeting and I know I'm listening, but again, that comes from, you know, a different upbringing, which I don't think was a good thing, but you know, you just got a backhander. That was it.
Yeah.
It's like, pay attention, dummy. Bang. Right, okay. Right. Yes. So you're like, but yeah, I don't know. I wonder, but I that's interesting. I didn't know that. I thought it was just, you were just kind of going into civilian mode and not thinking about practicalities, but that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm actually really excited to talk to him about this. This has been, and your question you just posed is interesting, and it's been really popular the last month or so on TikTok, like the whole conversation of ADD and ADHD and all the different, like, there's like different variances of all, like all this different stuff. So I think I'm excited to talk to him about it because, yeah, I think that it's...
I don't know if it's our business or what, but I mean, I just talk to so many people, especially young people, like, oh, I have mad ADD or mad ADHD.
But like, I think it's probably a combination of these phones, instant gratification, being born. Like, I think there's a lot of things.
And can always, like, the parents kind of shutting the kid up by giving them what they want. Because it's a lot more work to, say, make a kid sit in the corner and then police them and stare at them. But, no, get back in the corner. It's like, and, you know, parents are overwhelmed or tired. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just theorizing.
Well, and I know with my generation, too, it was easier.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
I don't want to like say this is what they did necessarily, but I know that a lot of kids my age were on medication for it. Versus like me, my mom was like, no, that's like your spark. That's your kind of like your light.
I mean, and again, the medication's great for certain people. Totally. And then yes, for other people, I remember Tom Cruise, remember he got into it with Matt Lauer.
Mm-hmm.
And I empathize with him because he's not a doctor or a professional. He was only speaking from his heart, but he was somebody that was diagnosed with all those things.
Yeah.
And parents and teachers all wanted to medicate him. Mm-hmm. And his parents didn't. And his belief was he wouldn't have become who he is today if they had done that.
Yeah.
So there's something to be said for that. But I don't know. I don't know. It'll be, I think that this is for greater minds. Mm-hmm. I just think that if you do, I've seen, we have a mutual friend, you and I, Kelsey, a dear friend who has ADD, but knows she does and really has worked the last couple of years to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
And now has found great success because of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, very interesting.
Well, someone said it the other day on the show. I believe it was Jonathan Fields or we just talked about it on the chat show. That you guys will get next week, that sometimes like our greatest, and I think Kevin and I have talked about it too. Anyways, sometimes our greatest weaknesses can become our greatest strengths.
I say it all the time. Yeah. And no, I think they are and vice versa. Mm-hmm. The greatest strength is also our weakness.
Right.
Yeah, that's right up there with the oftentimes when people aren't really fulfilled in their lives or getting where they want to be, when I work with them, what they feel is the best thing in their life is often the worst thing. Mm. And what they feel is the worst thing is often the best thing.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many examples I have of that.
It's so crazy.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's on the, on the subject because I was coaching some people this week and I don't know, maybe they didn't want the coaching or the advice. And it just put me into a space of like really a lot to consider. So let's take a quick break. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about half measures, why a lot of people aren't really making it in their careers or in their dreams, and a whole lot of other things. And you know what? And maybe we'll have some ideas on how to slay for slay. Oh, wait, you're going to, and you have to tell me, I guess you guys had a really good Patreon. I want to hear about that.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, coming right up, you guys, quick break.
The world is racing to get back to normal and start meeting up in person again. But after the year we've all had, getting back to feeling normal takes time. If you're feeling overwhelmed by it all, you're not alone. I am right there with you. And I know firsthand how important it is to find the support you need to face those feelings and move forward. Heal Squad, you've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7 so therapy can be on your schedule. It's like having a therapist in your pocket at a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. We have to prioritize our mental health. It is so important. Start feeling better with a single message matched with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com. Talking insurance isn't that fun, but it's necessary, especially when talking life insurance. Did you know that even if you have life insurance, most people need 10 times more than what you get through your employer? Well, because I'm your solution gal, I have a solution for you and for us. A solution that is quick, easy, efficient, and was recently rated number one by Forbes Advisor. Heard of Policy Genius? Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. You can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. To get started, head to policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. Policy Genius doesn't add extra fees. So head over to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
So we're back. So Kelso, you guys have been great about Save Regular Guy Friday. Maria is seeing these things, and she's just funny when she reads, she goes, she'll call another Save RGF. She's like, She doesn't say anything. She goes, but that's good. No, Maria, that's a good thing. That's a good sign for us. Keep those comments coming. Kels, who and what do you have on the iTunes?
On the iTunes lineup? I have
ratings and reviews.
Jessica with a K. We love it. 93. It says RGF for life.
Really?
5 stars. Yes, aww. Queens. God bless you, Jessica with a K and Queens with a K. We love that. All right. Next one is from Nadia Tubb 00. Love Maria and team. 5 stars. I discovered this podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't stopped listening to the old and new since. Old and new episodes, excuse me. Thank you, Nadia. Oh, we got some great ones, Kevin. Let me tell you, for the longest time, we were at a 4.5 rating, and Maria and I were just like unwell about it. We were like, 4.5?
Yeah,
and now it registers as a 4.7. So thank you guys so much. Honestly, when people are looking for new podcasts or they stumble upon ours, the first thing they do is go to the reviews and the ratings and see if it's like something up their alley. So they really, really do mean the world to us. So thank you.
It does. Thank you, guys. Please keep them coming and tell friends about them. And over on Patreon, our Heel Squad, thanks, Kevin, Kelsey, for bringing this topic with bottoming out and especially with our economy. There's no shame. It's the reality and the resiliency in making ends meet. I'm seeing it on all levels. Thank God, better together. RGF and Potluck Saturday, are with us. That's from Christine. Jen Cohen said she loved Potluck Saturday. Jamie Next said, thank you guys. Totally another great way to start the weekend. And Kev, I'm so on board with WCS. Lived by it forever. Worst case scenario. And Sleeman, another great one. Queens, thanks. Have a great weekend. Elizabeth, thank you, Queens. And then Julie Galowitz, loved it again. RGF rules. Very nice. So you guys also are Heel Squad. We love when you comment on the Patreon feed. It really means a lot to us. And please keep them coming. So what did you guys talk about on Patreon this week that tell me what happened?
It was so fun. So Maria texted me. I said in the booth, when you ready. And she said, hey, let's maybe grab Kev because I'm not sure what to talk about this week. And I said, no, we got it. Are you kidding me? So it was fun. We kind of talked about, she's been really killing it, slaying, if you will, with her outfits lately. And every time I mention it or say something or compliment, she's like, oh, thanks. I found it in my closet. Or, oh, thanks. I just like added this accessory. And so I was like, let's talk about that because I think that's so awesome and important. So I asked her like top couple fall trends that everyone needs to jump on board with. And then we talked about, she gave us a few tips, you guys, for when you're cleaning out your closets. We were talking about how if you try it on and you don't like it, you're not going to not like it and then like it again the next time you try it on. Right. So like have different bins, Goodwill, sell. And then also I was asking her, I was like, hey, what about, this style or this style? And she gave a great tip about where you can go or where she goes to see if like styles or trends are still in, or if it's like something that like, time to get rid of that. So anyways, we just had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, Maria's, I think only one time, not that this matters, she didn't wear it best back in the when magazines mattered, but Maria just has, she doesn't even realize her style is phenomenal, and she just throws things together.
Yeah, it's really,
really
good.
Fast. And but that's great. Yeah, so you guys, please, if you haven't signed up for Patreon, you get that bonus episode, plus you get ad-free content, and of course you get our Heel events,
yes,
which are the most like amazing. Who's, by the way, who have you teed up anyway?
Yeah,
yet for the next
I do
one?
Have someone teed up. And I want to say too, like, it's been really fun because Kevin and I did Patreon for a while and it was like Kels and Kev chat, duh. But it's been really fun the last couple of weeks with Maria. It's been kind of like girl chat.
Yeah.
Like, I was asking her about how she does her winged eyeliner, like stuff like I know you guys will want to know that I want to know.
Yes.
So it's been fun. It's been really fun.
Yeah, you know what? Maria could be, I think, and is a great big sister. And, you know, there's a little bit of 20th century hosting there sometimes where, you know, so used to kind of being afraid and produced or, and yet Maria was the one who kind of invented conversational journalism before YouTube. She was the one that, you know, didn't read news items in that cadence. We're here today with it. She didn't
right,
do that.
Right.
And so, you know, the one thing with this medium, I'm like, Maria, like I'm the backup quarterback. I'm the broken down old veteran. Like I'm good for a cut, like in a pinch and that's fine. But you know, with all everything you have to offer, like people want you just get in there. And I literally as an exercise, Kels, I was saying to her, I'm like, I want you to go into studio with your socks on and flip-flops. That look. Because it might not be the greatest look, but it's so comfortable.
Yeah.
And I just to get her in a relaxed state and
right.
get in there and have a conversation with you, with Pooja, with friends, you know, and even, yes, obviously we'll have the intense interviews, but just sometimes her and girlfriend, every day Maria is having another breakthrough. So I'm like, you can share these with everybody. So everyone else can kind of cut to the chase because they don't have maybe access to the healers you have. So anyway, I'm excited. I think that's great. And I want to see more of it on the main show as well.
Yeah, I think we had a good week, Kev. You would have been proud. We did a couple of nice, laid back, fun, just chat episodes. But getting back to your original question quickly, Brian Mahan is teed up for a heal event in September. And if you guys haven't seen his episode, he is a somatic experiencing therapist and he works with Maria and he's phenomenal. He's really, really good.
Okay,
and
so regular guy speak. What's a somatic therapist?
Somatic experiencing therapist. They're like the people who work with different, like Maria was like, Kelsey, you need to do this because they're people who work.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
With traumas that are held in their bodies, right? So it's like, I think a lot of my stomach, there's a lot of trauma that and like stuff that I'm holding there, right? So they work to kind of like work that out. And Brian specifically works with a lot of guilt and shame. And that was really what we did his episodes on. So I'm very, very excited for his more intimate Zoom heal session with our super heal squad.
Aha. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Heal Squad, I may have my biggest discovery yet. If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, and you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Don't go anywhere else ever. Discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Special offers for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/better. Trust me, guys. To all our entrepreneurial Hill Squatters out there who make products and crafts to sell online, have I got a tool for you. Introducing ShipStation, the service that makes it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website even, ShipStation funnels all your orders in a one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without contracts or commitments. 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation, making it the number one choice for you online sellers. You can ship more in less time and for a lot less money. Just use my offer code BETTER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BETTER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code BETTER and make ship happen.
You know, it's funny when I think of the one thing that's made Maria successful, and there's been several things, obviously her talent and then timing and how hard she worked. But I always say the one thing, Kelsey, if I know her as long as I do, the one thing, if I were to point to her, had to point to one thing, I would say the fact that Maria from a very young age knew to learn from other people's mistakes and to take advice from older and wiser people, or sometimes just wiser people. Mm. And it's something I didn't do. I was a typical male in my 20s, which is like with all my testosterone, like, no, I got this. Or I didn't have mentors. And again, maybe that was the energy I was putting out. I wanted them, but I didn't have them. And I'm what you call, and I still am, an experiential learner, but I'm trying to change that. Meaning, I will not learn my lesson unless I actually have to burn my hand on the stove, you know? So, but I'm working on that. And, but I see every day the mistakes people make because they don't take advice. And I'll talk about some people that I worked with this week that really made me consider even what I'm doing with my time. But it's the one thing that I see all the time. And I think for most people, when they go for advice, you know, they'll go to friends. And I think, and especially career advice, but I will say all advice, but, you know, with your friends, it's tough because many of them aren't advanced enough. You know, they're on their journey too. Like they're bumping their head, you know, so they don't really know. And then if you have a big dream or unique dream, well, then they probably can't relate to that too, because they don't have one themselves. And then the other thing is, you know, the green-eyed monster, you know, jealousy and envy can creep in because you're holding a mirror to them because you're pursuing your dream and they don't have the courage to do theirs. So what my experience is then they start poking. You know, I had a lot of friends when I started out, and I said, you know, I'm working in the carny business. I'm a college graduate, and my friends were working at banks and insurance companies and things like that. And it would be the friends like, aren't you afraid like you don't have health benefits? Aren't you afraid like you're not going to have Social Security someday? Aren't you afraid of, you know, it was all those things. And I just was like, you know, I always having to answer those questions. And thank God I had such a, again, greatest strength, greatest weakness. My greatest strength was my resolve, still is, but my greatest weakness is my resolve. You know, too dumb to quit, as I say, it'll probably be the name of my book. But then you want to go to your parents. And, you know, I know with my dad, I went to him as much as I could. You know, he didn't live long, but, you know, but the problem is with parents is that it's a parental instinct to want you safe. And that's not a bad thing, but being safe and being successful aren't necessarily the same thing. You know, being safe is like, okay, I have a, you know, I've got this job, maybe with a steady income and I've got my benefits, but I'm not really fulfilled, or I'm not making the money I want to make, or I'm not having the experience I want to have. And a parent's going to have a hard time with that, because they're like, they're going to be thinking. So when a parent says, aren't you worried about benefits? And aren't you worried about Social Security? They actually really mean it. And my parents did, you know, they meant it. They were worried because they didn't want to see me old and with nothing. The other thing with parents, same with friends, is that they often don't understand your dream either. They're from another time, another generation. I can't even imagine. But, you know, it's funny with this new generation of parents. I don't know. I'm going to take a guess. I swear to God, 2 out of every 3 kids says, I want to be a YouTube star. My guy right now is helping me. We're doing some work outside, and he was saying his 12-year-old son
was like, Are you talking the younger, the Gen Z? Or both?
Gen Z and younger. And yeah. What I see from parents now is at least they don't go, what are you, crazy? Mm-hmm. You know, they'll say, well, like this one guy was saying, he actually really had, a smart response for his son. He said, mm-hmm. Well, why don't you keep working with me on weekends? Like, he does handiwork. This guy's like a contractor, and he's teaching the kid that. And he goes, and why don't you start making videos about contracting? And I'm like, genius.
That sounds like something you'd say.
Yeah. I was like, that's brilliant. You know? So, okay. Mm-hmm. So I think there's, but more than likely the parents aren't going to understand the dream, you know. Side note, this is a little sidebar here, but, did you catch the TikTok video that a guy put out because he went to work for Logan Paul? He applied for a job with Logan Paul, didn't get it. And then he made a TikTok video where he cried his eyes out.
Oh, yes. Yes. Or he had run into Logan or Jake. I think it was Logan. I think you're right.
One of them.
And like pitched himself to them.
Yes. So let me give you some context. So he said he was making $100,000 a year. He's 22.
Yeah.
He quit his job and drove X amount of hours, not like 20 or 30 hours, something like 4 or 5 hours. He drove across Ohio and with the thing of, I'm going to get a job from Logan Paul. And so he gets to Logan and he says to Logan, yo, bro, I'm a huge fan of yours. I want to, you know, I want to work for you because I can learn so much. Blah, 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 blah. And Logan, to his credit, Logan, our neighbor, who, you know, I haven't seen him in a minute, obviously, but he lives a couple of doors down from us. And I think he's a great guy. I actually admire him a lot for a young guy to accomplish what he has. He's got his blind spots, as do I. But I thought his response was great when he said, you know, bro, like, I have a very small group that I work with. I don't have some giant staff. And he's like, and I'm looking for someone to mentor me. And he's like, but you know, you did the right thing. You quit your job. He's like, so now, you know, you can make content, go to LA, make connections and whatever. And then the kid went in his car and cried. And I thought, and again, please guys, I really want to stay in judgment.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Detox, Gabby Bernstein. I really don't want to be judgmentalist, That's our fake word we created. But I will say that what I found disconcerting about the whole thing was not, listen, I wouldn't have quit my job, but I don't necessarily knock him for that. I admire him for like driving there, determined to meet them and get there. I think that's all great. That's, you know, the difference I feel like with the generations though, is if that were me, I would have been like, hey, he didn't hire me, but you know what? I met Logan. I got great advice. I put up, you know what I mean? Like it, the sense of entitlement of he's supposed to hire me, number one. Number two, and again, this is just for anyone else who does this. Again, if you want to approach somebody who's successful, the other flaw is, first of all, don't quit your job. Like, you know, that's right. Like that's the mistake a lot of people make too, by the way. They quit their job to go do their dream rather than leveraging the job to get to the dream. Unless the new dream is going to require 90 or 100 hours a week at you working, living at your parents' house and doing it. That's different. But a lot of people we know, they get sick of it, they quit, and then it's like they're out of work for a long period of time and they don't have the leverage and the confidence and everything just starts to spiral. Whereas when you're in a current position and in interviewing, you tend to like have a better chance. But no, the mistake was to go up to Logan Paul and say, I want you to mentor me. Go to Logan Paul and say, I'm a huge fan of your brand and this is the value, and I'm very talented and X, Y, and Z. And here's some places I feel like you could be helped. I can bring so much value to you, Logan. And if I really am making that $100,000 a year, you know, the other trick that so many successful people have played, you know, it's like, I'll work a year for free or I'll work 6 months for free. But he went in, and again, I just feel like this is our country, not even our generation. It's like, no, you got to hook me up, bro. And it's like, whoa. And like he said, I'm looking for someone to hook me up. And remember, like we had a Zoom call one time with our network and Baron Davis was on. And one of the kids was saying, you know, Baron, I want to meet the head of Netflix. And are you going to hook that up for us? And he's like, bro, I'm waiting to meet the head of Netflix. You know, so
right.
I think that that was the mistake. And then crying because he felt the job, like he was already supposed to have that job. And again, our country's so bizarro that he got like 12 million views. So he probably got his way anyway for crying about it. So what do I know?
No,
but I think that it got me thinking about, about you know, careers and dream, bigger dreams, and you know how no one really is going to understand.
Yeah,
you know, like who's in his life? Like for me, because I would have said, great, go approach him and give him the compliment he's never heard before, and an intelligent one, and go in with a plan. Like by the way, back to Baron Davis, we have a couple of mutual friends now that I have up for positions in his company, and they're going in with like an inch full of ideas and how they can bring value in all these different ways. And, you know, and by the way, a lot of the stuff they're bringing him is stuff that he may just take and use without them. And they don't care, nor should they. Go and overwhelm them and provide value. Show why you're valuable enough to knock out everyone else. And know that, and again, a civilian parent's going to say, what do you mean work for free? Especially a middle-class parent. My parents work for free. You're going to get screwed. You know, like that's but you don't understand. You're going against 100,000 other people that want to work for Logan or be near Logan. So how do you get that one up over them?
Yeah.
So anyway, so, you know, again, I'm digressing, but I think,
I think
it is finding those people that you can go to for advice. You know, and then remember, like I always say, like the person on the bar stool next to you, the only advice they're going to give you is based on one thing, keeping you on that bar stool. So a lot of your friends,
right?
You know, and I got into it with somebody this week Kel, someone we both know, about who their friends are and who they're hanging out with. And I'm like, they're definitely on the bar stool, and they're toxic. You know, and again, I end up probably offending the people. And this was like where I really was kind of losing my. Yeah, it reminded me of the there's a scene in the first Rocky where Rocky is giving this troubled teen advice. He walks her home, and he's as they're walking and talking, he's telling her why, you know, she needs to change and not hang out with bad people and get in with the wrong crowd. And after he's done lecturing her, she walks up to the stoop, goes to her door, and he walks her home and gets her away from all these like older men. And she says, "Hey, Rock, one more thing." And he's like, "What?" And she's like, "Screw you, creepo."
Oh my God.
And then Rocky's like, puts his head down and walks away. And he's like, "Yeah, screw you, creepo. Who are you to be giving advice to anyone anyhow?" And that's sometimes how I feel. And that's how I felt this week. It was really, I'm haunted by this statement, and I've said it on the show before too, where we're going to be judged not by what we did do to help others, but what we didn't do when we could have. And I don't know if that's true or not, but that's just like always stuck with me. So, and I've talked to you this before too, Kelsey, with your life, like if I see you're going to like, you know, you're going to fall down an elevator shaft, I'm going to grab you and say, "Hey, no, don't go in that direction." And it's really hard.
Yeah.
I had a guy here that was working, and you know, he's got big dreams. Yeah. And so, but I noticed he's listening to like 4 to 5 hours of news and politics. And we, you know, we know how enriching that is, Kelsey. You know what I mean?
No.
So dark. And so, you know, and I was saying to him, like, you have all these questions about finance or about even in contracting, you know, you have so many things he wants to learn. And I'm like, you could be listening to that stuff. And you could just see like the look was just like, "Screw you, creepo." Oh. And then I ended up, our neighbor. Did I fall out again?
Yeah, I'm thinking turn off your camera. I don't want you to turn off your camera, but yeah, sometimes that helps. Okay.
Good idea.
There we go.
Yeah. How's that, Dr.
That's,
Phil?
That's great.
Then I saw a neighbor of ours, this wonderful man who was an ex-Vietnam vet, Marine, doctor, self-made. Like, he's been through it. He's been through war, and he's, but is such a good neighborly person. I mean, him and his wife, they clean up every Sunday. They like clean up the town. They drive up and down the streets and clean. I mean, like really special people. And when Lizu was sick, they were here the whole time. And he's going down to Florida. And I said, and I could see how the state of affairs today is just torturing this man. As there's a lot of people from the left and the right, they're just feeling awful. And, you know, I just said, I want to, again, I just need to say something to him before he goes about it. And so I pulled him aside and I just said, you know, sometimes we can get so mad at the other side, whatever the other side is. And let's say you see the other side as a bunch of assholes, which, by the way, there's assholes on both sides, right? I'm like, but the solution is not you turning into an asshole yourself.
How do you take that?
You know, I was giving him an example of my own life. I was under some fire over some stuff a while back, and I noticed what it was doing to me. I was like, "F you," and I began turning into the assholes. Very similar to the assholes who were like on me or being toxic with me or accusing me of stuff. And then
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Thank goodness I caught myself and said, wait, no. I'm not going to lower myself and become what they are. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay me. And so basically I said that to him. I'm like, you know, you've been such a wonderful neighbor to us. You're so giving, you're kind, you're generous. I'm like, don't let this get to you. And don't let this turn you into something you're not. And certainly don't let it hurt you. And yeah, I don't know if it affected him or not. I just, it was like, talking to him and then talking to the other guy and then talking to our friend who has the toxic friends she's hanging out with. And then I went to Home Depot and there's a guy who works there that I had bumped into a couple of years ago. And he's got one eye and it turns out he lost his eye because he used to do pickups for the mob and he ended up or gangs, I think. And he ended up getting in a shootout and he said his eye got shot out.
God.
And then he basically reformed. Yeah, you know, and really dedicated himself to his daughter and turned his life around. And, you know, he was studying. And anyway, we struck up. He helped me load my car and we became, you know, I started kind of mentoring him from there. But I knew at the time, I sensed whoever he was dating was really dark and bad. And I said, you know, it's going to be really hard for you to get well if you have this person in your life. And so it's funny, he didn't listen to me. And I saw him today and he said, you know, he was updating me on his life and he's like, I have a house now and I'm almost done with school. And he's like, can you remember that girl you told me to get rid of and I didn't listen to you about? I said, yeah. He said, well, she tried to poison me to death. And then when that didn't work, she tried to stab me.
Or she did stab
me. Yeah.
So they're broken up now, right?
And he's like, and she's finally out of my life. And I'm doing.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. He's like, for a year I've been. And so, you know, I offered him more advice about why it's a good idea for a year to have been away from anybody. And I was talking to him how the universe is going to test him.
Oh yeah.
He goes, oh, it's funny you say that because to see if you're, you know, when you change in life, what I'm learning is you get the universe will test you, see if you're really ready to change. So in his case, you know, another girl reached out, but who was also an alcoholic and toxic. And, you know, luckily he was into it for a minute, but then he was like, nope, I'm going to go down the same path. He pivoted, he got out of it. And I'm like, yeah, you passed your test from the universe. But it was interesting that I'm like, I don't know. He just kind of gave me the resolve of like, no, it's okay to keep giving advice, you know, because he was like, you were right. He's like, and it's the grace of God. I'm alive. He's like, wow. If I had listened to you, that wouldn't have happened, but I literally could have died.
You've mentioned this a couple times and I know it's hard, but I think it's like, you can't stop giving advice because that's your gift and your calling, but it's like maybe paying more attention to the people who like are actually going to accept it. And the ones who just like are still going to be their pig in the pen. You know what I mean? Cause I think that, you can't like I've told you before, I'm like, you can't stop giving advice and you can't stop mentoring because that is like your true gift. But I don't know. I do think that like there are some people.
I think I'm in a temper. I am in a temperate a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna temper it a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, and that's for me to learn too. Because sometimes people don't want it, you know? And I think I have to, so I have to really, I'm working on that. Yeah. It's definitely in process. Let's take a break, and then we'll talk a little bit about half measures and what it takes to, I think, to have career success. By the way, success in anything that really means anything to you, what it really takes. All right, we'll be right back.
We all know this school year will be filled with transitions, whether your kids are going back to school or logging into a classroom from home. As parents, I can only imagine how time-consuming it is to give your kids the extra help they might need. But I have a solution. KiwiCo. KiwiCo has hands-on science and art projects that get delivered right to your door. Every month, that science fair, that art class, comes to you. It's amazing how high quality the materials are, too. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. Like I said, they're made for your kids, but I'm telling you, you'll be surprised by how much you'll love this, too. You know I would be all over the bottle rocket. Okay, and maybe the bubble machine, too. Now with your kids occupied, that also means more you time, and to me, it doesn't get any better. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid, or kid at heart, at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with the code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code BETTER.
You guys, we're back. And again, we apologize if this seems a little bumpy. We have inclement weather here in the woods of Connecticut, and this is the one of the drawbacks of living here. I have two different internet providers for this very reason, and we're still struggling. But thank you for your patience on this Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Kelsey, there's a great episode. There's a Friday, bitches. It's a great episode of the show Breaking Bad, entitled Half Measures. And there's an ex-cop and talking to the main character, and he tells a story about how as a cop he went to a domestic violence dispute between a man and a woman. The guy was beating up the woman, and the woman said, "He's gonna kill me." And I know it, he's gonna kill me. And the cop said to him, "All right, well, I'm gonna handle it," and took him out to the field, put him on his knees, put a gun in his mouth, was gonna blow his head off. And the guy begged and pleaded, I promise I won't kill her, I'm gonna be good, like, please, I want to live. He let him go, and then he was like, in a week later, he killed the woman. And then this character, this ex-cop, turned around to the main character, Walter, and said, "No more half measures, Walter." But now, making that a little lighter, it makes sense when you think about it, if you give half effort to your relationships, half effort as a parent, half effort as a wife or husband, half effort as a friend, if you give half effort at your job. So for people that are at these jobs, and I, by the way, in my civilian days, I was one of them, where it was like, I'm going to do as little as possible, you know, Facebooking, texting, whatever it is. When you give that half measure, none of the people I know who do that are happy. They're always like, "Oh, I'm getting screwed. And why am I not making more money? Or why, you know, why am I advancing?" And so it really requires full measures. And I think, Kelsey, what we were talking about this week is we have a lot of friends who they give half measures to their day job, and then they have their side hustle that they put it all into, but they aren't able to really give full measure to the side hustle because they're giving half measure to the work. And every year they're in the same spot and they don't know why. And I think the answer is, when you have that job and then you want that side hustle, you have to give full measures to both. You know, even Maria, she wasn't the male host, I will say, male, as you know, you worked with them, Kelsey. I saw them mail it in. You know, they would get up, do a couple of reads, then go play their video games and leave. Maria would do her reads, get on the phone, book A-list stars, you know, be trying to get exclusives all the time, breaking news at night. And on the weekends, we were working on other stuff just as hard. But yeah, I think there's just always something to be said for half measures. And I don't know. I always say to Maria, no more half measures, Walter. I always use that line to Maria because when I've applied it, things haven't worked.
And we've talked about it before too, you know? Kev. Yeah, I totally agree.
I think this show will work because I think this show will work because we're giving it full measures. You know?
I agree.
I think that in the past, it hasn't been, you know, it's with Maria and I, just to give you guys personal info, I think the only time we're in New York Times bestsellers, I think everything else was, you know, me being the stage mom, pushing this stuff and, you know, and Maria was just internet unstable. And Maria was just kind of like, because she was getting beat up at work so much, she just was like, I don't want to do anymore, and not realizing that the more was going to break her too. And which it did, you know, so gratefully, but with this show, she's, you know, fully committed, and giving it full measures. And I think that we'll see the success, but I think for anybody too, if you're not given something full measures, you will get only, if you give half measures, you're only going to get half the results. And if you get half the results, you're not going to feel good about it, you know, at all.
I think so, too, it just,
sense, Kelsey?
Yeah. And I think that like it half measures just causes anxiety. We've talked about it before, Kev, with like Sundays. For me, I really try my best, and I have been trying my best to turn off. Like I even have been turning off my phone for like half of Saturdays because I'm like, I know I need to like recharge. But Sundays
you got to, Kelsey.
I know. And like, it's hard for me, but I know for me, Sundays, I have to kind of prep for the week for myself to, in order to go in prepared. But what we've talked about, Kev, is like, okay, designate a time on Sundays. Maybe it's like 6 p.m. to like 8 or whatever, like 5 to 9, whatever it is on Sunday night that you're going full in. Don't do this half measure all day where it's like, am I working? Am I prepping? Am I relaxing? Am I doing a Sunday? You know, because that's where like a lot of these anxieties come up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point too. That's a different version. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Like when you're like half watching TV, but then you're half doing the work. So it probably could take 2 hours. Now it takes 9.
Correct.
And you don't really get to enjoy the show, and you don't really. Yeah.
And then you're anxious because you're like, I'm not doing either one well. And you know that. And it's taking 20 times longer. Yeah. So and I just think half measures in anything.
No more half measures, mm-hmm. Walter.
No more.
And
half
as
measures.
Winnie is just has her arms wrapped around you. Vincenza gets full measures of love.
Yes, she does.
God, she's so cute. I miss her so much.
She just got a bath. She misses you.
Well, Kelsey, I miss her so much, my baby. Well, Kelsey Alexander Meyer, I unfortunately have a long day ahead of me today. Mm-hmm. So I must wrap this. I don't know if this is timely or too long of a time.
It was actually perfect.
Sure.
You must bid me adieu. We do.
You guys, please comment and Patreon, like we said, and on iTunes, give us that 5-star rating, and tell friends about us, etc., etc. And I know there's a lot of great shows coming up next week. As of now, I don't really see a potluck Saturday this week, but you know, you never know. I might wake up tomorrow morning and go, Kelsey.
Hey,
we have an idea. You know what I want to do, Kelsey?
What?
Kelsey, Christmas spirits and specials.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yep. That's, you know what? And we launch on a potluck Saturday and then we get kicked off and go to a new feed.
Wow. That sounds really special. I love it. So does Winnie.
Christmas
spirits and specials.
All right. Well, you guys, everyone have a great week and look at her. smiling. Oh my goodness, she loves you so much, Kelsey. Everyone have a great weekend. I think I still feel like, you know, there's a lot of fun to be had, Kels.
Right? I agree. Well, I
like LA and Boston and right? It's yeah. Still party time.
Hell yeah. And I looked it up and the official first day of fall's September 22nd. So we still have time to enjoy summer, you guys.
Okay.
Hot girl summer.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, because, I mean, let's face it, we will soon be slaying for a sleigh. Slay for a sleigh, betches.
Slay for a sleigh, betches.
All right, Kels, take us out with a really strong bye, betches.
Okay, ready?
Three. Can you take us out, Kelsey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. Bye, betches. From me and Winnie.